At this time, there's a tremendous hashpa of nechama that's entering into the world, into our lives. Even though the fire is still burning, Mashiach is born. Tish B'Av is the yahrzeit from the Chayza in Lublin, to see after Tisha B'Av, to see after the Churban, to be able to see the Nechama. What we're going to learn now is from the Sefer Tal Leichayim. The Chelek on the Inyan of Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, which we learned on Tisha B'Av, I think, 2 or 3 years ago, also a piece. Every year, Tisha B'Av, at this time, I prefer to learn some Torah insight. Over the years, we did many different Svarim. With the Nechama comes the Avaida that I was talking about today by Kinas. And really, it's what I began with last night. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, that on the Yom HaDin, there are a number of questions that each one of us is asked in the Bezen Shalmala. And the question of all questions that we're going to be asked at 120 is Tzipisli Yeshua. Did you long for salvation? Tzipisli Yeshua. Were you among those Jews who were Taveya, who begged, who cried, davened for the Yeshua, for the Geula? And the question that the Mechaber asks, because we're not beginning at the beginning of the Maimer, it's too long. We're beginning with the second parak of the Maimer. The question that the Mechaber asks is that it seems odd that that's the question of all questions. Tzipisli Yeshua. If you would be hiring somebody for a job and you'd be looking over the resume of this person, you would want to see a record of what the person has accomplished in his life. You would want to see how advanced his schooling was, where he worked, maybe what he wrote, what he invented, his accomplishments. What was he active with during the course of his lifetime? And Lacharitzi Pisali Yeshua, the question, did you long for salvation? Seems to be something which is very passive. In other words, in your heart, in your mind, were you a person that wanted the salvation, the Yeshua of Am Yisrael, of the world? So the question of this Maimer is, how does wanting change the Metzius? It seems to be something which is very passive. And yet this is the question at 120. See, peace of Yeshua. What does one accomplish with this longing? As one single person in the world, what am I able to accomplish with this see, peace of Yeshua? Obviously, it's something which is extraordinary. It's the greatest thing that a person could possibly accomplish in his life, ad kedei kach, that after he dies, that's what he's asked. There are other questions, but the ikur is Tzipisli Yeshua. And throughout time, as I mentioned this morning, throughout time, there were great tzaddikim who were known for their Tzipisli Yeshua. They were tsoyfei ha-yeshua. The Ramchal, the Gra, Yismach Moshe, the Tzaddikim, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, Yismach Moshe. Now, our time is Rav Kook, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Chavetz Chaim, we spoke about. With tsoyfei ha-yeshua. When one learns this Svarma Kedoshim, one begins to realize that Tzipili Yeshua is not just a thought, a feeling. It's not some passive hope. Tzipili Yeshua is the Avoda of Avodas, of life, that actually draws the light of Mashiach, of Yeshua, of Geula into the world. It's not just a hope of something that Hashem will do. And that's what I was talking about this morning. That's why I wanted to learn this Maimer, to explain this more. The Maimer revolves around the Pasuk in Yeshayah, Yeshayah Samach Beis, which we're going to learn more about in a minute. The Pasuk of Al Chomesayach Yushalayim Hefkadet Yishayimim Kaliyom Chalalayla, Tomer Lo Yachshu Amaskir Mas Hashem. This morning we spoke about the Shomer, who's standing in the watchtower waiting for Mashiach. So the Navi says, Al Chomesayach Yushalayim Hefkadet Yishayimim Kaliyom Chalalayla, that Hashem has placed, has appointed Shomer, guards, on the walls of Yerushalayim, kol hayom uchal halayla, they're always there. Tomid lo yechshu, they're never silent. Hamazkirim es Hashem. This is astonishing. The job of these shomrim, the Navi is saying, is not like the Meshigan and Ungva that we were talking about, to wait with his binoculars, right? The job of the true shomrim, the Shomer HaChaimus of Yerushalayim, is never to be silent. Hamazkirim es Hashem. Their job is to be continuously reminding Hashem. Hamazkirim es Hashem. Al domi lachem. They mustn't rest, they mustn't be silent. Val titnu domiloi, and give no rest to Hashem. Ad yechoinein v'ad yosim es Yerushalayim tihila ba'aretz, until he establishes Yerushalayim as the glory of the earth. So of course the question is, what does that mean to remind Hashem? Hamaskirim es Hashem. The Baruch Shalom doesn't forget anything. Who are these Maskirim as Hashem? And what does it mean, Lahazkir as Hashem? Now the Svarim tell us that the Maskirim as Hashem are from the world, particularly of Yosef HaTzadik. Hamaskirim es Hashem from the world of Yosef HaTzadik. They have the neshama of Yosef HaTzadik. We spoke about a lot during the Shiurim on Yeshua. Fortunately, the Shiurim didn't continue. Mit Hashem, they will. But during the Shiurim on Yeshua, they knew the Meraglim, Mashiach ben Yosef. Also in the Chabur of Yosef HaTzadik, we've spoken about this. Tzadik Yisoid Oilam. Yosef HaTzadik was the Baal HaChalaimus, the dreamer. Vayizka Yosef is a Chalaimus Ashecholam. Vayizka Yosef is a Chalaimus Ashecholam. Yosef was a Baal Zikaron. He remembered his dreams. Vayizka Yosef is a Chalaimus Ashecholam. So the Svarim teach us, we're going to learn about this now, ba'omek. The Svarim teach us that the deepest, deepest mitzias, reality, of life is that which, of course, is hidden from our eyes. And that Metzius, which hasn't yet been revealed in this world, is waiting to be remembered by us. The same way that Yosef HaTzadik remembered the dream. And that somehow, by remembering the dream, the Sfarim teach us that by remembering the dream is drawn into reality from the Alma Deskasia, from where it's hidden. The good dream. I'm not talking about nightmares. Chalom Toiv, the good dream, is drawn from that place that is hidden and is revealed in this world. And it's Miskayim B'Poil. Zachol Hitgashem. It becomes revealed in this world in reality. This is rooted in the Zohar Kaddish. Translated into the Hebrew, the Zohar tells us, "V'mshoichichem lamata." If you forget the dream that you had, lamata here in this world, if you forget the dream, then shoichichem kivyochel lamayla. Then kivyochel Hashem forgets your dream, lamal. That means that man was given unbelievable koach to change the reality of this world by remembering his dreams. That's what the Sfarim teach us. We're not talking about silly dreams. We're talking about the Pnimius of Pnimius. We're talking about the Shuv Hashem Shiva Siyain Hayinu Kecholm. We're talking about the dream of returning to Yerushalayim, the dream of Geula. Mashiach. Rav Kook wrote a great deal about these chalomos, these great dreams, and how through these dreams and remembering these dreams, a person connects to the great she'ifas, to the great longings and aspirations of his life. And kifi hadveikus l'chalomos eilu, and in accordance to the dveikus that one has to those big dreams, slowly but surely, Rav Kook writes, those dreams are drawn out into reality, are drawn into the world. So hamaskirim es Hashem al domi lachem. The Sfarim teach us that Yosef HaTzadik is the midah of, as you all know, Yesod. Yesod is Zachar, the male. Zachar means Liskor, means to remember. Hamaskir Mes Hashem means that there are Jews with big dreams, like Yosef HaTzadik, who remember their dreams. And through that memory of their dreams and remaining attached to those great dreams of Geula and Yeshua, Hashem's light being revealed in this world, are able to bring about such a thing that the chalomos begin to materialize, and they are the maskir mes Hashem, kivyochel. Hashem made the world in such a way where through these Jews in the world of Yosef HaTzadik, he is reminded, so to speak, of the great dream that he shares with the tzaddik. And they beg. And they cry. They daven. They doyresh. They toveya. Beis HaMikdash. Mashiach. And the dreams and the tefillos of the tzaddikim, and even as the Mesillas Yesharim says, I mentioned this morning, even simple regular Jews like us, those are the dreams that keep Hashem kivyochel awake, ura lomasisha. They keep kivyochel Hashem awake and move everything closer and closer to the day of Mashiach. Al-Chamasach, Yerushalayim, Yevkarati Yishayim. One of the tzaddikim, I believe it was the Yismach Moshe, but I don't remember. Talking about remembering, I don't remember. One of the tzaddikim wanted very, very much to see in his sleep, to be zeich to see what the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh looked like. And he was shown a vision of a Jew running back and forth by the Chaim of Yerushalayim, by the wall, you know, the wall of Yerushalayim. You've been up there, you could walk. And it was told to him in his dream that that's the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh is running back and forth on top of the wall of Yerushalayim. In this world and beyond this world. So let's learn now and try to understand this on our level. In this Tal Leichayim, the Chelik Tal Leichayim that's called Mikdash Melech, the author of Tal Leichayim, Mikdash Melech, is a person, a tzaddik, who I've been zochah to become very dear friends with over the past period of time, Rav Reuven Sasson. It's a tremendous tzaddik in Talmud Chacham and an Anav Kehillel who lives in Eretz Yisrael. Soid hazoch vazikaron. I don't believe we'll be able to finish even with the two times that we have before Mincha and after Mincha, but I'll try my best to move quickly. And you'll finish on your own, it's Hashem. You don't need me, just we're doing it together. We need to understand on our level this great koach of the neshamas that are mushrashos in the world of Yesod, which we're going to be learning more and more about over the years. And that's why, one of the reasons why I want to learn more and more about this, not just because of the sugya of Kedushas HaBris, but because it's an inyan of tzipis of the Yeshua, of bringing Mashiach. Those souls who are rooted in the Sod, in the secret, in the mystery of Yesod, shalei nema maskir mas Hashem al domi lochem. These are the ones who are maskir mas Hashem al domi lochem. Hashem's reminders, the shomer hachaymes, Shiyadua hadover shazikaron umiloshen zochar. Memory, zikaron is the loshen of zochar of a male, zochar, which is yesod. Shua koach hamashpia. So these maskirim as Hashem have the koach of the zochar to be mashpia kivyochel, as we were learning this morning by the kindness we were talking about, who are able to be mashpia kivyochel above, to draw into the world the light of Mashiach Sekenu of Yeshua. Vayisod nikra zochar, and everybody knows that the mid of Yesod is zochar is the male, Malchus is the kala. Vayisod nikra zochar beside zochar v'shomer b'dibur echad, shu inyin chibur yisod malchus kenayde zochar and shomer. Zocher is the Zocher, Shomer is Malchus, is the Kala, Zocher v'Shomer is HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Shechina, Teferis and Malchus, Yesod and Malchus. V'hineh neshamas ha-mishroshes beside ha-yesod parlots b'chol koich and l'kadim sagula. Those neshamas that are rooted in the Yesod of remembering, of reminding, are poil with all of their strength, l'kadim sagula. Like the Ariya Kodesh, and like the Vilna Gaon, and so the tzaddikim that we know from the world of Mashiach ben Yosef, we've spoken about that. L'oiris ha'ashpoh ha'al-yoyna, sh'tvarach es ha'olam kulei b'shefa shol tovu v'bracha, because these tzaddikim, like Yosef ha'tzaddik, who was the mashbir, who was the one who gave the whole world to eat, to live, ki l'michre sh'lachani l'kim lifneichem, to give chias to the world, these tzaddikim who are rooted in Yesod, is the koach of Zochet l'hashpiyad, all they want is to give life to the world, and without Mashiach, the world is not alive. The world is not alive. And like the Gross said, and we learned many times, like the Goyen taught, that in these days before Mashiach, we're just waiting for Tchias HaMeisim. We're not really alive anymore. We're just waiting for Tchias HaMeisim. Ubir HaInyanu. Shekol HaShefer Shel HaGula VaYeshua Af Al Pi Shenein Galui BaOlam. All of the Shefa of Geula and Yeshua, even though it's not revealed in the world seems to be Olam Kimin Haga Noyeg, the world just seems to be a world of Teva. Shor even Nimtzu BePnimius HaMetzius. At this moment right now, the ninth day of Av Tov Shin Pei, the entire Geula, the entire Yeshua, all the days of Mashiach and Chias HaMeisim are hidden in reality right now. And you all know that because that's from the very beginning of time. Of Ruach Elokim Rachefes al Pnei HaMayim. Vayim Lekim Hi Or. Ruach Elokim is Ruach HaPeinu Mashiach Hashem. Hashem hid the hidden light of Mashiach in creation. From the beginning of time, it's there. V'udoyche Yosef V'yosel Eskadim V'zgalus. It's pushing, driving more and more to be revealed. V'ini neshomas ha-tzadikim u'chubaras amoik el ha-pnimiyas. The neshomas of the tzadikim are deeply bound to that world which we can see with our eyes, that which is hidden. V'apnimiyas mileya shefa gadol, and pnimiyas, the world that we can see with our eyes, is filled with this tremendous, tremendous shefa. This shefa of what? Of Mashiach, of Geula. V'ilamaisa potential ha-gadol shetzarech lotzis el ha-poyel. And this is the great potential that was hidden in creation, planted in creation from the beginning of time, that must be revealed. That will ultimately lift the world up to the highest madrigas. The world is made in such a way that already some of the bracha of redemption has already been revealed. Some of the redemption has been revealed. But the vast majority of this shefa of gula is still hidden. Those neshomas of Yosef HaTzadik that come from the world of Yosef, of the Zohar, hein b'chinas b'koyach, vein toiv ois b'choleis, they are constantly demanding. They are the ones who are Torahs, Becholeis, Chavetz Chaim, that we learned today. Lubavitch Rebbe Schusen, they are Torahs, Becholeis, they are the ones who are demanding, Becholeis. Shahabakoyach Yetze El HaPoyal, that which is potential, that which is Mirachefes, which is hovering, that which is hidden, should be revealed. Zesoid, and this is the secret of Urzeru Latzadik. There is a light that is planted, Urzeru Latzadik. Hanidrush Al Ha'or Hagonus, that is referring to the hidden light of creation, of redemption, of Shagonze, Akadosh Baruch Hu B'mamake, B'imke HaMetzius, that Hashem has planted deep, deep in Metzius, in reality. It's here. It was planted at the beginning of time. Urzeru. This is a plant, it's a seed that will ultimately grow to its full capacity, will be completely revealed, will blossom and grow. One of the names, of course, of Mashiach is Tzemach, Es Tzemach David, Meheira Tatzmiah. Hametzapim liYeshua, umetzapim liYeshua, ki liYeshua also ki vina kol hayom, umetzapim liYeshua. Who shefa hapnimi is, haor hagadol shagonza latzadikim neshamas mimidas hayesoid. These neshamas mimidas hayesoid. We were taught that before Mashiach comes, Mashiach ben David comes, there are many, many neshamas in the world of Mashiach ben Yosef. I believe with all of my heart that the chevre here in Eish HaKodesh are on the shamas of Mashiach ben Yosef. That's what I believe. Shemam Shichas Mimena B'chaldar U'magalus L'hachi Yos Amrav. And these tzaddikim who come from the Midah of Yisayid draw into the world in every generation from that hidden light of the Yeshua. Lahach Yos Amrav, just like Yosef did in Mitzrayim, Lahach Yos Amrav, to give life to many. But the ultimate life has not yet, that Or Zeruah LaTzadik hasn't been yet, has not fully developed. Still mostly hidden beneath the earth, the surface of the earth, Shamayim. Mitzarech Lahovin She'ikr Avodaseinu. Therefore we must understand She'ikr Avodaseinu Einenu B'Hamtzoas Ha'or. The Baruch Hu did not tell us that we have the responsibility to create such light, to create redemption. It's not B'Hamtzoat Ha'or. Elo, Hamshechosoi Mi'ahelim Elagol. Our job is, through being Mitzapim LeYeshua, through begging and davening and all of our mitzvahs and all of our learning, to bring out, to reveal this Or HaGonos. V'derech ha-hamshoch mi-ahelim el-agolui hu besoid ha-zikar. The ikar way of drawing forth this hidden light is besoid ha-zikar, is the sod of remembering, of Yosef remembering his dreams. What is memory? Memory means that there's something that was there and it became hidden in your subconscious. Sometimes it's on the tip of your tongue, but you can't just get it. But there are other things that are much deeper, things that we remember from the time that we were babies. They say even from when we were in the womb. And since we're in the world, things that are buried deep, and we don't remember. Memory is always a process through which a person takes something which was hidden. It was there. It's already there. And memory means, with the koach of that hashpa of tzipia, of tzipis of the Yeshua, davening and wanting, to bring it out. To remember. Hazikaron lamaisa hamshoch mehelam alagilui. Kama hazikaron b'muvan apashat. That's the simple meaning of memory. Shupula shabo hamachshova agluya doyle mitoich machsan hayidiyas. Mashu shenishkach. What is memory? It means that a person struggles with his mind, and not just with his seichel, with his intellect, but in all levels of his consciousness, his subconscious, to retrieve something that's in that machsan of ideas, that's in the machsan, the storage place, in the memory bank. Mashu shenishkach, something that was forgotten. Keina mashmos amuka shel zikar. That's the deeper meaning of zikara. Sham shochas ha'or me'ahelim elagilui. Means bringing out light from darkness. From the darkness of that loss of memory. Hazikaron doyli mitach harayvet ha-nistar. Memory draws from that level that is hidden. Umavir al harayvet ha-golu. And it transfers that to that part of us that is open and that is known and that we're conscious of. Kach melamed ha-maral. The Maral speaks about this in many places. Shazikaron hu hamshochas davar pnimi v'nistar el ha-goli v'anika. The Maral in many places defines memory as drawing something, a davar pnimi v'nistar, something which is deep and hidden, to that which is revealed and seen. Next page. I'm so pleased to hear you turning the pages even before I said that. Every teacher knows that one of the most frustrating things is that you reach the next page and there's only like one person that you hear turning the page. You know what I mean, right? So it's either because they don't know how to, they don't understand the language, or it's because they're a little bit not paying attention. Mikan Novin Esoid, and now we could understand the Sod, the secret. Avamaskirim Es Hashem. Hamaskirim, it's a very active thing. The question we began with, Sipis Li Yeshua, that's very passive. What am I, I'm sitting around thinking? That's the thing I'm asked after I die. So now we're learning that Hamaskirim Es Hashem. Maskirim Es Hashem. As avodas on the neshamas from midas hayisod, we're talking about the avoda of those neshamas who come from the midah of yisod. Shine bepnimius hametzias hakol shalom imusukan, because in the pnimius of metzias everything is ready, everything is set up, everything's ready to go, everything's all set. From that day of ruach elokim rachefes al pnei hamayim, everything is set up. The gula is all set. Hakol shalom imusukan. Ubeis HaMikdash nitzo b'shamayim mamish. And the Beis HaMikdash is ready b'shamayim mamish. B'pchinas b'koach. B'tzorach l'amshich l'aretz. And we have to draw it into the world. Yes, we have a Messiah, there are Bali HaMessiah, that the third Beis HaMikdash is going to come down, Muchan from Shamayim. But as we learned, when we were talking about this morning, it doesn't fall all of a sudden. It has to be pulled down. V'amshoch zunas is idea zikaron v'soyed hachalaymas. This hamshoch takes place through memory, the soda of hachalaym of dreams, of Yosef Atzadik remembering his dreams. V'soyed v'yizka Yosef hachalaymas hashacholah, hacholum nasa b'koyach hadimyon. What's the dream? The dream is something that's real. But it's real, but it's in Shemayim. Inside of me, it's in Shemayim. Just like the Beis HaMikdash, the third Beis HaMikdash is in Shemayim, in myself, there's a part of myself that's called Shemayim, and the dream is there. B'koach HaDimyon, in my imagination, in my dream. Shekein hu yochel l'schaber l'or ha'asidi l'tzayir o'yisir b'ofen mamoshi. So you and I can join the ranks of the Jews of Yosef HaTzadik, who even though we don't see yet the Yeshua, we could use our imagination to rush, to climb, to go to that world that is hidden. Remember I told you once how Rav Kook, when he was in Zarmel, he had a chavrusa that the two of them would lock themselves in some shtiebel. And Rav Kook and his chavrusa, I don't remember the name, imagine he must have been a big person. And they were going through all of Seder Kodshim together. They were learning Kodshim. And the Chavrusa said that he remembers how many times in the middle of their learning, all of a sudden, the Rav Kook would begin to sob. And the first time it happened, the Chavrusa was very shaken by that. No, they were learning Gemara. They weren't saying Tehillim, they were learning Gemara. And Rav Kook starts to cry. And they were in the middle of a piece of Gemara. And the Chavrusa said, Rav Yitzchok, what is it? And he said, what is it? It's HaMikdash. Mizbeach. Kadosh Kadoshim. So the Chavrusa said, no. So then Rav Kook said, but I'm a Kohen. You're not a Kohen. I'm a Kohen. He was crying. Rabbi Yosher Ber, Moriv Rabbi of Soloveitchik said, and it sounded, when he said it, it sounded crazy. It was before Yom Kippur, so it says to me, Tshuva, and he said that I know the Seder HaAveda, the way he said it, the Seder HaAveda, I know the Seder HaAveda better than the Kohen Gadol of Bezamik. This was before Yom Kippur, so we just, you know. Now, he was the most humble person in the world. He didn't have anything like ego. So he looked at us and he said, I know you think that I'm an egomaniac. But if you would have spent, I think he said, I don't remember, 4 or 5 Yom Kippur nights, the whole night, learning to say that void of Reb Chaim, you would also know better than the Kohen Gadol. That's what he said. And I always think about that. That the Rav would be up when he was a young man, a kid, to learn the Seder HaAveda of Yom Kippur with Reb Chaim Brisk. So what we're learning is that you know, they have in Yerushalayim, you can go, they have like a virtual tour. I think they have on a computer also, right? You can take a virtual tour of the Beis HaMikdash. My wife said that she was listening and watching some of the Vayichan, you have all the like 10,000 shiurim that the Chevra from Yeshivas HaKotel put up. And our friend, many of you know, Simcha Hachbaum, so his shiur was that he took the world on a little walking tour of Yerushalayim, of the old city. My wife said that was the most geshmak shiur. Because in our minds, in our imaginations, we could actually be there. And the imagination is something which is very, very deep. It's very real. We always associate imagination with Narishkeit, because most of our lives we imagine Narishkeit. The same way we have silly dreams. But the Nevi'im, their koach was with the koach hadimyon, the koach hamedam. Those of you who learned a little Kut Maran, a little Rav Kook, you've seen the words koach hamedam thousands of times. The ability to imagine in Kedusha and holiness. The Damien is Beis HaMikdash. So how am I supposed to bring? I want to be on the team of Yosef Hatzad. I want to be among those who are maskim as Hashem. I want to be among those who aren't silent and who don't allow Hashem to rest until he will reveal in Mitzias the glory of Yerushalayim. How do you sign up? So first, you know, you have to learn Kodshim and Taharis. You need to learn about the Beis HaMikdash. We need to be able to see, to imagine, and to know, and that's what Rav Kook was crying, and that's what Rabbi Yashabeh was talking about, every detail of the Seder HaAvodah. And to know what is the inyan of the Beis HaMikdash. What is the inyan of Nevuah? What's the inyan of the Sanhedrin? What's the inyan of the Urim B'Tumim? What is it that we're missing? And to learn these sugyas deep, 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 these sugyas, so that we can imagine what it was like. Marakoye. Don't we all feel that a little bit in Yom Kippur? We all feel that. And Rabbi Kurland is singing Marakoye. We feel like we're standing there and we're watching the Kohen Gadol come out. These are the demyonis of Kedusha that are called Sipil Yeshua. When a person doesn't get caught up in the shtiyot of politics, and silliness, ki'ilu the world is in the hands of Democrats and Republicans and all of these shtiyot, when a person lives in that world of the Chavetz Chaim, Rav Kook, the Chavetz Chaim is also a Kohen, right? There's a beautiful sefer on the correspondences between the Chavetz Chaim and Rav Kook called Shnei HaKahana Magdolim. That's your ultimate dream, that the Republicans should win next year. I mean, that's the cholim of a Jew. That's the cholim of a Jew. Or that if it's a shaila between Bibi and Gantz, they should both be well and healthy, besun and zvansik. If it's a shaila between those two, which is my pick, and I'll stand there kulitzing, that's a word that I learned from my father, Zichrono Livracha, comes the word kahal. Kahulitzing means, when my father said they used to stand outside the shul arguing all day about the politics of the shul. That was called kahulitzing. There's a verb, kahulitzing. Isn't that sweet? Only Jews have such a beautiful word. So I remember that when I was young, and my father would sometimes come back a little bit late from shul. When I was little, my mother said, "What were you so?" My father would say, "We were kahulitzing a little bit." And I never knew what that meant, kahulitzing. And finally, one day, my father told me it means to talk about the kahila, kahulitzing. Kahulitzing. You could put out a newsletter, kahulitzing. My father said, the mikveh, kahulitzing. Oh, the mikveh, kahulitzing. In the mikveh, in the water, kahulitzing. Certainly by the chaser of the shul, outside the shul, kahulitzing. We have bigger dreams than that. Bigger dreams than who's the next president of the country, the next president of the shul, the next president, the next prime minister in Eretz Yisrael. We have much bigger dreams than that. Yeah, we want to fix up the shul. We want to fix it up because it's our mikdash ma'at. It's our connection to something bigger. That's why. But none of us would ever think that this is the end of the story. This is just a proizdar. It's taking us to the big story, to the big dream. This is a little dream. This isn't a big dream. To imagine the Beis HaMikdash. It's brought down Tamid Rabbi Yonin and Brochus that a kavana mu'ula, when you're davening Shemin Esrei, is to close your eyes and to imagine yourself standing by the Beis HaMikdash. Or if you have a place by the Kaisel that you like to go to, a special stone by the Kaisel, I do this all the time, to be there at that place, at that stone, and to smell it and to feel the coolness of the stones. To go there. Avodas HaKarbonos, and especially if you learn like the Chofetz Chaim, and you know how the Chofetz Chaim is pushing to learn, say, the Kodshim, and he made the whole Kodshim Koyle, right? That they should learn Kodshim. And to us, Kodshim seems to be so irrelevant and so unrealistic. Like, you know, I'll learn something in Masech Debrochus, or I'll learn Shabbos or Marikotten. You know, I'll learn Halach Lamaise Masech Des, even Bavakam, Bav Metzia, Hashemishpid in Yonim. Kodshim. But the neshamas of Yosef HaTzadik, they were mamish swimming in those mesachtes. In Brisk, Kodshim. Mamish, they live in that world of Kodshim. Rabbi Yosef has said that the family name is Soloveitchik. Soloveitchik is in Russian, means nightingale. He said, because we're Levim and we used to sing in the Beis HaMikdash. It's a different world. Umara Kohen Godel B'Yom HaKippurim. Not just for that 5-minute niggun of Mara Kohen, not just for 5 minutes, but to live in such a place. V'Shiras HaLeviyim. V'Simchas Yisrael V'Beis HaShoeva B'Rikudim Shagadoy LeHa'uma to imagine what it was like, Simchas Beis HaShoeva, the whole Yushalayim was lit up with the aura of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. And to picture that, to try to go there. The dancing, all the tzaddikim. And the rest of the people standing on the side and watching and clapping, and the tzaddikim were dancing. And to imagine a world without rishas. Without rishas. A world without our enemies. A world without stealing, without killing, without all the misery, all the stuff that's disgusting. To imagine, to think of that, to imagine that, to dream of that. A world without resha and tumma. Hadimyonis Hakadoshim Halolo, these holy memories, these holy dreams, these holy imaginations. Miroim Misa Adam, they lift a person up. Now Hoiva Halokui Vachozer, from our present time, which is so, so deficient, so eclipsed and deficient. To connect a person to Asalov. See, everybody thinks that the whole Indian of this time of the year is to remember all the stuff, the bad stuff. But those who are connected to the inner light of Torah know that the whole tachlis of this is to connect ourselves to the light of La'asalav, is to feel the pain of what's missing and to imagine and to dream of what's waiting and to want it and to daven for it. Ubekach, ruchai shel ha'odem misroi memes mi'ala hoiva halokoi. And in this way, the ruach of a person can be lifted higher than the present, which is so empty. And can be filled with the light of the future that is unfolding. I'm in the middle of page Resh Mem Ches, I guess it's page 2. I'm in the middle of page 2. The oimik of this inyan is working on our will, on our rotzen, to want something great. And what we're not going to have time to get to all of this, but what the ikker avoid of that is davening. All of davening is about rotzen. If you learn the Hakdomer of Rav Kook Siddur, it's all rotzen. Davening is imagining the world the way that it could be, the way that it will be, the way that we want it to be. That's all of davening. Imagining myself and wanting that. All of davening is wanting. Because there's a very deep connection between imagination and will, rotzen. Because on the one hand, imagination comes from wanting something very badly, you imagine. But on the other hand, it's also mashpia. The dimyon itself is mashpia on my rotzen. It goes both ways. The more I imagine, the more I think about it, the more I dream of it, the stronger my rotzen becomes. Umefatcha, it opens and develops my rotzen. For instance, a person who is hungry, could be that somebody here already has been thinking about a Danish or a coffee or a sandwich or something. Somebody who is very hungry, was a big tshuka for something to eat. He could start thinking about that food in every single tiny detail. Because the koach hadimyon becomes very developed when it's something that you want very badly. The koach hadimyon imagines every detail. The dream, the imagination is very, very clear. Because the longing of the heart has taken hold of this thing. So it portrays it, it paints it in a very detailed and clear way. And then it goes the other way. Through imagination, the tshuka, the longing, becomes greater. So therefore, when a person paints a clear picture in his head of the Beis HaMikdash, in the way that it was in the Beis HaMikdash, you have to learn to know what it is. And you think about that and you dream of it. By doing that, you are like Yosef who's remembering the dream, and you are now a Zohar that's Maskir Mes Hashem, and you're drawing the light of the third base of Mikdash into the world.
Memeli yechazik ma'od this koach with soin l'shtokig v'lichsef, and you're strengthening the shtokig because the longing. Liro is ayin ba'ayin b'ismamishus hacholam azet to see that dream become a reality. And the more detailed and clear the imagination, the dream is, that will draw the ruach of that person closer and closer to that reality. And so will be filled with a great and deep longing to see that actually be revealed in creation. Just one more sentence we have to put on film. This is the sheirus, the great sheirus, to be mash, that these chaloimus can be mashpi and these demyonis. And that's why tzipi li Yeshua is not passive. It's not stam. No, I hope Mashiach will come. Everybody says that. Tzipi li Yeshua means this avoid of the dimion of Ratzon, which is mekademes bepoilus hametzias, which brings reality closer and closer to that time, to that picture. The ikke koch that a Jew has to be mishpias with our Ratzon. If the tzaddikim want to badly enough, they could create the world. Page 3. And the ikkikoch of davening is rotzen. This is what we'll continue with Mitzvah Shem after Mincha. Okay, Chevra, let's continue where we left off on page three. Those who were not here before, you're going to probably regret sitting here now and trying to listen to this, because it's really not going to be understood out of the context of the whole sugi that we began. So, for lack of time, I'm not going to do any chazara. We're going to continue. On the top of page 3, V'ikka korach ha-tvila hu ha-ratzen. Davening is when we talk about our dreams. There are a lot of people who are dreaming during davening, but that's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. It's when we are expressing our dreams, we don't know how to draw these out of ourselves. We're not. But really, really, if you look, every word of davening is just, yeah, that's really what I'm dreaming about. That's really what I'm hoping for. So it works both ways, like we just learned, that the tefillahs strengthen the rotzen and the ritzonis strengthen the tefillahs. Works both ways. Ketfila hi havas v'gili ha-rotzen. Davening is when we express and we reveal our deeper ritzonis. What is it that I dream about? I know what I'm busy with all the time, but that's not really who I am. If you want to know really what I dream about, what is it? Even the dreams, I don't know that these are my dreams consciously, but dreams, this is really what I'm dreaming about. And for many of us, just when it's going to happen, we're going to say, now, yes, that's what I was dreaming. Like when there's something you couldn't remember, and then when you see something and it triggers that memory, that's what it's going to be like when Mashiach comes. That, oh, that's really what I was dreaming about. I just forgot my dream. It's Hayinu Kecholmim. We were like dreamers. Soid Avadish B'Leif. The Soid Ha'inyin Hu. The deepest ratzon of a Jew, of course, is his ratzon haeloki. In the pnimius of a Jew, he wants what Hashem wants. He would send him to Yisrael who shviv his nitzus mei ratzon haeloki, because the ratzon of a Jew is a spark. It's a tiny little piece of that bigger ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'chein b'shosh Yisrael mashvim es ratzon l'ratzon Hashem. So what happens by davening? By davening, I'm expressing these dreams, these ritzonis that I don't consciously think about or necessarily even understand. But I express these dreams, these vitsainas. I'm remembering somehow these dreams. And it turns out that what I'm dreaming about is what Hashem is dreaming about. My dreams and Hashem's dreams are the same. Because the inner rutzen of a Jew, what our neshamas want, is exactly what Hashem wants. And davening is when we express what we really want, and we express what Hashem's Bach really wants. As I mimele my fear, but sonim soid haskul elokishabai, mimele poil hadarva es pulas, or bechinis vasigza, oime veyokam loch. Since I'm now drawing my rutzen into the infinite rutzen of Hashem, I'm becoming in a certain way like that tzaddik, that Yosef at tzaddik. And the koch of a tzaddik is sigzer oime veyokam loch. You know, tzaddikim, tzaddik goes v'kadosh baruch hu mekayim, that a tzaddik is able to make decrees, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you got it. And the reason for that, and the reason that we can't do that, is because Hashem wants one thing and we want something else. So all of a sudden I say, oh, I want this. So I decree that the water is going to split. And the water says, I'm not going anywhere. I'm not splitting for you. I only split for the Baruch Shalom. But a tzaddik wants what the Baruch Shalom wants. So when the tzaddik speaks and he says, the water has to move over, so that's Ki'ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying the water has to move over. Because he wants the same thing that Hashem Baruch Hu wants. So tzaddik has a gewaldige koyach of being mashpia. Being mashpia in such a way, the whole world is changed by the tzaddik. Now, each one of us can try. And that's what the Ramchal talks about. It's that every single Jew has to scream and beg and be tervei, like we were learning this morning, for Beis HaMikdash for Gula. And not to think, who am I? I'm going to make a difference. I'm going to bring Mashiach 1 minute closer. Me? More than 1 minute. Because Be'emes, when a person is davening and he's able to move out of his head all the narishkeit, all the small things, you know, all the, like I said before, all the Trump Biden stuff, you know, just get that out of your head. The mask wearers and the non wearers, you know, get that stuff out of your head. To be able to say, Rabbi Shalom, at the end of the day, what you want is what I want. I want the same thing that you want. That's what davening is about. To realign my rotzen with Hashem's rotzen. Because I get so off course because of the narishkeit. And davening is a realignment. To realign my will with Hashem's will. Rabbi Shalom, what do you want? I want what you want. I want what you want. As I nasir b'tzadim tzino legilah heratzon laki, and then the will of a human being can be a conduit through which Hashem's will is revealed in this world. So the tzaddik does that. Even before Mashiach comes, tzaddikim is such a koyach. Umemelam mafia bo koach skulasa elokis. When you align your will with Hashem's will, then you have godly koyches. In other words, then you are able to do godly things. Things that you as a little broken piece of this world couldn't possibly do. But by that realignment with Hashem's will, your will, so now you're a mouthpiece through which Hashem's will is expressed, and you could split seas. You could do all kinds of cool stuff. I said that for the people who are under 30. Lifo velasa, says, I hate the word cool. Lifo velasa, says with Sinai. Lifo velasa, says with Sinai. You're on the same team as the Bari Olam. We're working together. So, you know, when you have a shutfus, so we're working together. So you could do stuff that you wouldn't be able to do on your own. Ki rotzen Hashem hu koach poel. The rotzen of Hashem isn't just Hashem has ideas or plans. Hashem's rotzen is doing stuff. His rotzen is creation. She'etzem gili rotzen Hashem kram achoyl el sadova. When Hashem wants something, it is. And that's how the world came to be. So how long? Note of you, we don't have time to go to the notes. Okay. B'chol mokim shemizgali rasan Hashem. This is really all Rav Kook. Everywhere is mizgali rasan Hashem. Hineu parles hadov hanit. So you are able to actually bring into reality because you're connecting to the infinite will of Hashem. And Hashem's will is not just like you and I think of wanting something that's just no. By Hashem's wanting something, it becomes. So when I connect Hashem's infinite will and I align my will with His will, which is what davening is all about, when I align my will with His will, things can happen. Things do happen. Next page, 4. Hine nimsa shavoides hadimyon vacholum ala migdash vagula hilamais avoides hamshochas arotzen shel adam el rotzen Hashem. Therefore, when we dream about and we remember and we ask and we beg and we're tovaya, beis hamigdash, Mashiach, what we're doing in effect is that we are realigning our will, our dreams, with the deepest dreams of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Beis HaMikdash, which is Geula, and Nevuah, Urim V'Tumim, Sanhedrin. We are entering into that Shutfus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki ein davar nechshak v'nitzam l'fanav Yisbarach Shemai k'may gulasum shi Yisrael l'binyan Beisa. Because there's no greater dream, kevyochel, that Hashem Yisbarach has. There's no bigger dream that Hashem has than the Beis HaMikdash, than Yushalayim, than Gula, than Mashiach. There's no bigger dream. V'nimtzis avaydezu, I met this beside hishtavuz ben rotzen ha'odim l'rotzen Hashem. So by my wanting that, that's the greatest want that Hashem wants. So by my elevating my want, my will, my desire, my tzipia, my longing to Beis HaMikdash, to Yerushalayim, to Mashiach, to a world without Ra and without Tumah, by my doing that, I am making like that hole in the mikveh that leads from the bar into the water, and I'm taking man-made water, regular water from the sink, but I'm taking it to a place of Kedush and Tahara, through that opening of the bar, where there's a hashaka from the water that's infinite, to Hashem's water, the rainwater, and Hashem's will and my will. Hashem wants me to be pure. I want to be pure because I went into the mikveh. And I'm tovel in this mikveh. And I'm connecting from this water that came from through a pipe, whatever it is, through regular city water. And I'm connecting this water with the infinite water of the Makor Mayim Chaim, of the source of the water of all existence, Hashem. This is a very, very strong, important, big avayda. Skip down to the middle paragraph. This is the sod of remembering, of zocher, of maskir mes Hashem, of Yosef, who remembers his dreams, the ones who's mashpia, that the tzaddik, and you and I, when we want to be this way, we try, at least during davening, then we are able to become also these great mashpiyim, to change things in the world and to bring Mashiach closer. The taiva of tzaddikim is to have that everything should be good the way that Hashem wants it to be. That's the taiva of tzaddikim. Turn to the next page. You'll have a chance to look it over. Dimyonis kaidish ala geula. Bevada k'shehem miluvim benigan. Last night we were singing together with our dear friend Eitan. We were singing Yishuosha kivino kol hayom after we said kinis last night. And the tzaddik says that these dimyonis of the Beis HaMikdash of geula of Mashiach, when they're together with nigunim, and they're filled, and it's not just that we say these words, but it's filled mamish with gagua and with longing, something that you want very, very badly, and a nigun helps to bring it to such a place. They have a tremendous, tremendous deep effect. They make a huge impact upon the world, upon creation. Reishis kol al nefesh adam. Of course, first of all, it has a tremendous effect upon your own nefesh, your own soul. L'chabro b'tzura chayu mamashis el hasid. You're attaching yourself in a very, very real and deep way to the light of the future, to what's going to be Mitzvashem with Mashiach. U'mitoich hizroimus adam, mizgabar etzinam b'tfila l'Hashem, and that lifts you up to a place of davening, ma'oimek alev, from a deeper part of the heart. Because what brings us down is reality. It brings a person to small things, to small place. That's why during davening, you start thinking about all kinds of silly things in Irish kind. You'd be embarrassed. Any of us are embarrassed to talk about the things that during davening we think about. But schlep down mamish to the lowest places. Davka, because at that time of davening, it's when we're supposed to ascend higher than all of these things of this world, and to go to the Beis HaMikdash, to go to the Kais, to go to Yerushalayim, to go to what's going to be when Mashiach comes. It's davka by davening. A person's heart and mind can soar. Shmei Marim, to the highest heavens, and come down from the highest heavens with Or HaGeula, to bring the Or HaGeula Lapayim. Shepulais Elu Loichamais B'Shikcha. Because the Geula is fighting against Shikcha, forgetfulness. We forget. We don't remember our dreams. And if we don't remember, then we don't ask to see the fulfillment of those dreams. And then the Beis HaMikdash is just sitting and waiting. Because we lived it. It just doesn't happen unless we want it. It doesn't happen. A person is just Messiah, and he accepts the present, his way of life. This is how it is. You know, the Chofetz Chaim said, listen, since I was talking this morning about Chofetz Chaim, you know, at that time, there was the Tsar of Russia. They were almost all of them were big anti-Semites. There were one or two that weren't so bad. I mean, weren't so bad compared to the other ones. But that time, there was Nikolai. Nikolai was a Russian Marusha mamish. He hated Jews with such a passion, this Nikolai. And he all of a sudden he dropped dead. By Yehudim Ha'isayra, right? Mamish. They couldn't talk about it publicly, but privately, Yehudim Ha'isayra. So Chofetz Chaim said at that time, do you know why this Russia died like that? He just dropped dead. I'll tell you why. Because of our davening. Because we couldn't take him anymore. And Jews just said, we can't live with this guy here in Russia. We can't live with this guy. So the Jews mamish daven with all of their hearts, and the guy dropped dead. Chofetz Chaim said. He said, but it was such shaitan. Because the next guy could be worse than him. And with such shaitan, the Chofetz Chaim said, because if we would pour that same kind of davening into what? Into Yerushalayim, into Mashiach, into Gula, into Yeshua, if we'd pour that davening, and we would say that we can't live without the Beis HaMikdash, without Mashiach, then all the Rishonim would drop dead. And the next minute, we'd be heading back to Yerushalayim. The only thing is, I can't live with this guy in the world, but I can live without the Beis HaMikdash. But when Jews are brought to a place where this is my chiyus, this is my life, and we daven for our chiyus, Hashem doesn't turn that away. That's what we learn. The Chofetz Chaim says, this is what we daven for. We daven for the Nikolai Shaddai. So now we're davening that the corona should end. Not that we shouldn't daven for the corona to end. But the ikke is, if we would daven with all of our hearts and feel that this is our chiyus, like we learned this morning about the mashkein, right? The mashkein and giving back the mashkein and asking Hashem. If we would daven and feel that I can't live without the Beis HaMikdash, I can't live without Yerushalayim, then all the other stuff we wouldn't have to even daven for, because when Mashiach comes, then everything else is good. Then we don't have to worry about Corona. Then we don't have to worry about Biden getting elected or Trump getting elected, whoever wants this. Then we don't have to worry about whether you wear a mask, you don't wear a mask. And we're not davening for that. So Chofetz Chaim is saying the same thing. Yeah, you're screaming, you're crying, you're begging, you're going out, you're making all kinds of things to end Corona, to end this Magefa. Sure, Jews have to daven. But the Ikka davening is for the Yeshua. Because if we would feel that we can't live without this, like everybody feels right now, If only I wouldn't have to wear a mask, then I would be happy. That's what you're all feeling right now. The only thing that's missing in my life now is I have to wear a mask. Ely, you're always so happy and sure when you didn't have the mask on. But if I didn't have the mask on now, I would be a happy Jew. That's a shtiyot. If my guy gets elected, I'll be happy. If my team wins, I'll be happy. You know, the idiots are playing baseball in empty stadiums now. You know that? They're not the idiots. The idiots are the ones who are paying for them to do that. Those are the idiots. Any guy in high school wouldn't play, at least if he didn't have one girl watching, right? The basketball game. These guys, they're just playing, they're just running around the bases. But next year, don't worry, Kevin, next year it'll be a regular season. And then it'll be good. And if your team is in the pennant, then, Mahamish, you hit the jackpot. If your team wins the World Series, this is what the Chafetz Chaim is saying. Shtiyot. Even when it comes to this whole mice that we're going through now, the thing to daven for, of course, everybody should feel well. But the thing to daven for is the ultimate Yeshua, when there won't be Corona. Corona Maloshin is the Loshin of his, you know, of Malchus coronation, the king, crown. Then it won't. Then when Mashiach is wearing the crown, and then all the other things are not nothing. It's nothing. Go down a little bit. L'maisi yesh l'daz. Shavoydes ha'mshochem etchilim reishis kol b'lima Torah. That's what I was talking about before, Mincha. Reishis kol, you have to learn Torah. And learning Torah means l'lmoid al beis hamikdash v'or ha'gula. L'lmoid al beis hamikdash v'or ha'gula. All of us have to learn in yonam beis hamikdash, binyan beis hamikdash, hilchus beis ha'bechir, and to learn the inyonim of kodshim, and to learn the inyonim of gula, to learn the form that a swarm of pneumas, because all the pneumas swarm are swarm that are filled with the light of Mashiach. Geula, geula, geula. The next parak he talks about learning pneumas atar, the whole inyan of learning pneumas atar and bringing the geula closer, which Rabbi Chaim Vital wrote. Now, Ari HaKadosh said that when you learn pneumas atar, when you learn the Zohar HaKadosh, you're bringing Mashiach. And that we're going to leave Golas holding the Sefer HaZohar. What does that mean? Because the Sefer HaZohar, every page of the Zohar HaKadosh, every page of Kisvei Ari, every page of Pnimis HaTorah is shining with the light of Yeshua of Gula. Every single page of Pnimis HaTorah is talking about what's going to be. Of what it's going to be like. Of what you could be like. I mentioned in the Chabur last week, I think in the Meridian Chabur, I mentioned that, I don't remember, maybe it was a different Chabur, but I mentioned that or maybe Yosef Atzadik Chabur, that I saw a Yid that he had such a good pshat and the difference between Sifrei Chassidus and Sifrei Musa, they're all holy and pure. But he said the difference between Chassidus and Musa, the only difference he understood was that with Musa, your whole life, you're fighting against yourself. You're fighting against all those dark impulses of who inside of you. You're fighting against yourself. It's a very harsh thing. But you're fighting against yourself. And oftentimes it's a losing proposition. All of Chassidus is fighting for yourself, fighting for your nefesh elikis, fighting for the deepest part of who you are, fighting for the etzem of who I am. There's a huge difference in the morale between a person who is fighting against or fighting for. If you know what you're fighting for, all of Pnimius HaTorah is teaching you what you're fighting for. All of Seder Kodshim and Shas is teaching you what you're fighting for. What we want. All of davening is about what we're fighting for. What we want to have. Not what I'm trying to get rid of. I'm trying to get rid of. I'm trying to get rid of. I'm trying to get rid of this bad, 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 bad. No good, no good, no good, bad. It's what I'm fighting for. And therefore, unless a person is learning those limudim that reveals to him, that teaches him the greatness of Nishmas Yisrael, there's all the limudim here in the shul for the past almost 29 years, and this nakuda, of the godless of a neshama, of nishmas Yisrael, then you don't know what to dream about. If you just think that a Jew is like another person, just he puts on tefillin, he wears a yarmulke or something, and he keeps a couple of holidays, you don't know what Nishmas Yisrael is, then what dreams do you have for your children? What dream do you have for yourself? Turn to the last page. We'll just taste it for a minute. Vimlo yeda milis Yisrael. These are the words of Rav Kook in Musar Avicha. In the Hakadom of Musar Avicha. Vimlo yeda milis Yisrael ech yispal b'lev shalom agulosam. If you don't know the greatness of a Jew, if you don't know what a Jew is, then how could you possibly dream of the redemption of the Jewish people? If you don't know what a Jew is, then what's the difference whether he lives in Woodmere or he's in Yerushalayim? It's good for a Jew to be in Woodmere as long as they don't bother us. Shavadei eina kavana rutsuyu betfilas birchas goyal yisrael raka machayve nafshu shemagish mitzad atzmo v'el ha-goyalos. Rav Kook says, when we're davening in Shemoneh Esrei, we say the bracha of goyal yisrael, it certainly doesn't mean just that you and I should be in a place that's not scary, that it should be safe. That's what it means, goyal yisrael. You know, there was a... I'll end with a story that you know, just to remind you. There was a Yid that he came to the Rebbe of Bunif Pshischa, some say it was the Chayzer, but he came to a Tzaddik. And because the Tzaddik was talking in Shabbos, the whole Shabbos was on fire, talking about Mashiach. So this Yid wanted very much, he said, I'm ready to go. But so the Tzaddik said, okay, so let's go. So he said, no, I have this, my wife. So he said, I have to ask my wife. So he went, and he came back, and he said, no. So he said, my wife said that the main thing is that the Cossacks are bothering us, and the main thing is we is the Cossacks, that they're bothering us. So the Tzaddik said, but when Mashiach comes, being asked to sell, there aren't going to be any more Cossacks. So he went back. He said, let me ask my wife. He went back and he said to his wife, he came back to the Tzaddik, and Tzaddik said, what did your wife say? So she said, the kids finally got married. We finally have a little bit of money, and we're living in our house here in Poland, wherever. So better we should daven that all the Cossacks should go to Eretz Yisrael and leave us alone, and we'll stay over here. I like my house over here. Let the Cossacks go to Yerushalayim, and I'll stay here. Hashem Yisbo should help us. We should know what to daven for. We should know that the Cossacks belong here and we belong there. We shouldn't forget that for a minute. This is not our place. We should have big dreams. And the second that our big dream touches Hashem's big dream for us, in one second, pisson yovam adon lechol, in a moment, I can't finish on. We're going to go together as a chevra. I can't finish on. We're going to fly back to Yerushalayim. It should be soon. It should be tomorrow with the Gula Hashem Amitis. Maybe amen, amen, amen. Ich habe mich dann in der Kaschmas, Kosbrochel, sagt, es war der Vierfach, Hebron, der Mittel.